Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. Osteoarthritis of the knee is a common cause of pain, and it often leads to impaired movement and function and can even lead to disability. But it's a fixable condition. It's caused by poor diet, poor high inflammation levels, and it's aggravated by being overweight, which unfortunately affects most of our population right now. Improved diet, exercise, and weight loss can improve both pain and function really quickly, as a matter of fact. According to a recent study, patients who lost at least 10% of their body weight showed improved levels of pain and better function. And that's really not a lot of weight loss for some people, considering how heavy they are. Those who engaged in both exercise and better diet had better outcomes than those who only improved in one area. The patients lost more weight, had less inflammation, more mobility, faster walking speed, and improved health-related quality of life. And I like to focus on this issue that diet and exercise combined are better than either one by themselves. The more weight the patients lost, the better they got. Weight loss had a dose-dependent effect, and that just makes sense when you think about it, that all of that pressure of extra weight on the knees, the more pounds you lose, the more of that pressure is removed. The randomized study included 454 overweight and obese patients who were 55 years of age or older, had a body mass index between 27 and 41, and experienced pain and osteoarthritis of the knee. They were randomly assigned to intensive diet and exercise therapy, intensive diet-only therapy, or exercise-only. Both the diet and exercise programs were taught in a center with an option to convert to a home-based program. Now, this was really cool. 80% of the patients completed the program, which was 18 months long. And the researchers attributed the compliance to really good follow-up communication and establishing clear goals and objectives. But one of the major problems in diet and lifestyle-related studies is the dropout rate. So they must have been doing some things right in order to keep these people in the study. Now, in terms of the dietary intervention protocol, I wasn't real excited about that. The patients replaced two meals a day with smoothies and had a real meal once per day with 500 to 700 calories. And then after the first 6 months, the smoothies were gradually replaced with lower calorie meals. Now, the net loss of calories per day or reduction was between 800 and 1,000. That's pretty severe, and I think the results could have been accomplished with far less calorie restriction and eating real food, and, you know, wellness forum style diet would have been better. But nonetheless, they got results, and they showed that exercise and diet combined were better, and that weight loss helped. Now, exercise consisted of aerobic walking and strength training for an hour a day, 3 days a week. Again, less than optimal. So just think how much better it would have been if these people had been eating a wellness forum style diet and exercising according to our plan. But again, you know, I want to emphasize that the study is important. It showed that people can address these issues without going on disability, without having surgeries, and this should send a clear message to people in the health profession. People are showing up in doctor's offices every day who are in this condition, overweight, unhealthy, and with joint pain, and they don't need imaging to find out the cause of the problem most of the time, and that what they really need is to be told, look, your problem is related to your diet and your weight. You need to get moving. You need to eat a better diet. You need to take that weight off, and these problems will go away. So anyway, exercise and plant-based diet, I think, should be written on a prescription pad much more often than referrals to specialists and surgery and drugs and all the other things that we tend to do with people in this field. So that's all for now. Have a great day and a great weekend, and I will speak with you again on Monday.